Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
How much is your commute to work costing you on a daily basis? Louise is on the line in Athlone. How much does it set you back, Louise?
Yes. We're looking at about 100 euros a week.
Train or bus, or how do you typically commute?
Train. And of course, I drive to the train station, so we've got to add that in as well.
Add that in too. So, train to where, Louise?
Train to Dublin. Yes.
And that's with the weekly saver or the daily saver price as well,
yeah.
Is it?
You try to save, and then of course you've got the car parking then as well. The car, you know, you've got to pay for that. So yeah, no, it's expensive, but you know, one has to do what they've got to do.
Yeah.
You know, to earn a living.
Did you pick Athlone as a destination, as a place to live?
Not particularly, no. I was on the Sligo Dublin route for a few years, and it's just happened that a place came up, you know, which was a little bit closer to Dublin, I suppose, because it was a very early commute for me originally, you know, for years.
Just over 3 hours in the train each day, one way.
You know, you really learned how to, you know, do a lot of work on the train. You know, which is a good thing, I suppose. And, you know, the good thing about the Sligo-Dublin route is, and the Athlone-Dublin route is that once you get on, you know, the next stop is your destination. So it helps to kind of plan out that, and you really get great at time management and all of that and getting some stuff done there.
But
yeah.
Are you doing that every day? You are?
No, well, originally from the Sligo-Dublin, yes, I was doing it 5 days a week, and then I reduced it down to three. I managed to get down to three, and then it has helped, I suppose, to be a little bit closer. Just outside of Athlone here. So, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, make your choices. And this, for me, is my choice
makes
right
sense.
Now. But it is different. The trains are different. The Sligo-Dublin route I did for a few years. So there was improvements definitely made there with that. And I noticed actually that towards the end of my time on the Sligo-Dublin route, that they were starting to have individuals come on board on behalf of Irish Rail and do surveys, which was interesting. That was the first.
To find out what?
To ask different questions,
right,
like the hygiene of the train, you know, whether it was delayed or not, you know, whether there was staff available for you to approach about any issues, things like that.
So as property prices get further and further out of reach for a lot of people, more and more are now committing to these longer commutes to try and buy properties, to try and buy houses, Louise, similar to the kind of commute that you're doing on a daily basis. Your commute costs you about 400 quid per month just for the train. How much is the parking then on top of that per day?
The parking is, well, you can kind of, if you pay for 3 days, for example, you get it for about 950. You know, but, you know, if you were just the average day or the odd day here and there, then it would be 350, you know, per day. But obviously it's worth it for the security of it, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be one to park anywhere else. I mean, people may park in other car parks around the locality, but that's not something that I'd want to do.
And I presume that roughly in and around 450 quid maybe a month is the cost of...
Yeah, 450.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, it is a mortgage. Some people.
And if you had have added that onto your mortgage or whatever you're paying in rent, would it have made a property in Dublin more feasible?
I don't think so. No, not looking at the prices that are going on there. No, absolutely not. You know, not for me. No. But and then there's the standard of living. We have to put that in there as well. The standard of living in the country or you know, for me and what I'm interested in, you know, trekking and all that kind of mountaineering and orienteering and all of that. So for me then, for my days off, then I love being outside of Dublin. Don't get me wrong. Mm. There's plenty of beautiful places, you know, North County Dublin or South County Dublin.
Okay.
But it's not the same.
Okay. So roughly, we'll say on average, roughly about 450 euro per month. Bob is with us. Bob, what's your cost of commuting?
I'm not a commuter myself. I'm representing the communities of Skerries, Lough Shinnigh, Rush and Lusk, And we have a different issue. We have an issue with the one issue with the whole Bus Connect project. There are certainly people in Skerries have found their commuting cost increasing with the recent
changes,
train fares, but yeah, the people in Rush and Lusk have found their fares going down. So I'm not commenting on the fares issue.
Okay, so what? So the issue is the fact that the changes to some of the services has made it more difficult for you and commuters in your area.
Well, the changes in the bus network are due to come in next year. You know, they're going through all these different spines one by one, and ours is due in summer of next year. And you're dealing with three big towns, all of about 10,000 people each. Some of them, like Rush, is about 4 or 5 kilometres from the railway station. And somebody has deemed that we don't need a bus service to Dublin City anymore. We've had a service for almost 100 years to Dublin City from this part of North County Dublin, except for 1 year in 2002 when Dublin Bus thought it was a good idea that we'd all have to change in swords every time. And they realised within months that it was a mistake and they reversed the whole thing. And when the Bus Connect is an excellent project. I mean, it's what it's really doing is making giving good public transport to every part of the city, not just the people who happen to have a train or a Lewis. And you know, they're doing it on the road network, and they're also doing it on the bus network itself. And when they started, they had an awful lot of places where supposed to have people were supposed to change. If you lived in Holt or River Valley or Enniskerry or those kind of places, you wouldn't have to change bus. And they've changed their minds on most of them. And when they had a public submission, the most number of contributions they got from any town was from Rush, and yet they didn't change. They didn't give us back our service. So we have a strong view at this stage that we need to continue a service to Dublin City, and it needs to be a more direct route than what we have at the moment, because going through Santry and Swords adds a lot of time to it. So it's
Makes the commute very difficult.
And I mean, there's a railway station called Rush and Lusk. If you're trying to promote the train, it's great that you make both people feel in both towns that they have a station. But actually, neither town has a station. You know, just to tell someone in Rush that they have a train is like telling someone in Santry you don't need a bus because you can walk to the Dart at Raheny or something like that.
Right, okay.
You know, yeah, I mean, they're that far away, but people don't understand.
That's the difficulty.
People don't understand the geography, think that they have a train service.
So,
you know?
Jennifer's with us in Newbridge. What's your issue with commuting, Jennifer?
My issue or just my experience?
Well, both.
I commute from Newbridge, and that journey looks like it's between, I suppose, 65 minutes to 85 minutes, depending on what train I get. We welcome the changes recently, which extended the new Dublin commuter zone to Newbridge, which has reduced some fares, increased others, but it has opened up a lot of opportunities for people to use like multimodal fares, and that like onward travel is included in the fare. So the fare has reduced, say, for a daily fare, say, into the city from about 16.80 to 18 euro right down to 12 euro. So it's definitely making it easier for people from Newbridge to commute to Dublin and more affordable.
So that can only be a good thing then.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. But our kind of issue here is similar to what the last speaker said, just about, you know, accessing, say, a train station. So while the train station is in the town, a lot of people live quite a distance from the train station, even like some of a lot of the new estates and that have popped up. So the big issue for us is there's so many people, say, moving down from Dublin City without cars and expecting there to be a town bus service, and there isn't. So you've got people that don't have cars, and even, you know, young people or older people that wouldn't have access to a car. And they have to maybe get a taxi to the train station or spend over half an hour walking to the train station. And that really adds on to the commute. You know, you do have some estates that could be a 35, 40 minute walk from the station. And so one of the things we're looking for is like a town bus service. Like, I'm not sure if the first speaker uses it, but in Athlone, there's a really good town bus service.
Does that work well, Louise? The town bus service.
town bus service, yeah, it appears to, but of course I don't live inside the town, or, you know, just outside the town. It's a little bit further out, you know, in the country. So it's better that, you know, for me to pick up one of those buses, I'd have to be closer to the town.
Okay, they really only serve those living in the city, the town centre.
I do. But, you know, in saying that, I do agree, you know, it alone appears to have a good bus service in it, you know, and it's so busy. It's getting so big now, you know.
There's an interesting text from a listener here who says, we moved to Portlaoise about 6 months ago because we couldn't afford to buy a property in Dublin. My husband and I both commute 4 days a week to Dublin. It's not just about the cost. It's the physical and the mental toll of being in a car 3 to 4 hours per day. It's absolutely awful. So you experienced that in the train, Louise, really?
I have. Look, you just start to, you just don't, you. I mean, the early morning, which I did appreciate, that the very early morning commute, you know, it was a quiet, they looked for a quiet mode, because as the day progresses, I always find that in the return journey especially, or say if I did get a later train, which, by the way, I must say that as the day progresses, the train seems to come later. Do you understand? Like, they're late. They seem to gather minutes as the day progresses, which is it is a little gripe. You can't really depend on it that way. But for the commute itself, yes, you do adjust and you have your headphones on and, you know, you just sort of get into a zone, and they have, they look for a quiet cabin, you know, in the morning time, very early morning commutes. So people can just get on with their business, yeah.
Brian Caulfield is a professor in transportation at Trinity College Dublin. You'd have to wonder, Brian, when you look at some of the amount of money that some commuters are paying as part of their weekly commute, coupled with the amount of time people are spending in cars and on trains and buses, is it worth it?
In terms of the commute, the first thing to say about the commute is that commute is about 20% of all of the trips that we take on an annual basis, but it's the one that causes the most pain, as your callers are saying there, and it's the one that can take the most amount of time. They mentioned the cost that it takes, and you alluded to it there as well, in terms of the time that people are spending in their cars. We saw that recently in a congestion study that came from the Department of Transport, and it says that in 15 years, the cost of congestion in, say, Dublin is going to go from about €260 to almost €1,000. So that's the extra cost of basically wasting time in traffic. It's expected to triple in Galway and in Waterford, and to go up as well in Cork. So the congestion part of the cost as well is something that people need to consider too. And the article that was written today by Geraldine Herbert in The Independent kind of alludes to that. And it also kind of alludes to the kind of congestion and the pressure that's taken off of the network by people working from home, that are people that are lucky enough to be in that position. And we do see that is giving some alleviation to congestion and to the congestion on our public transport networks, but not enough. And I suppose coupled with that, in the next 30 years, we expect the population of the country to go up to about 7 million. So the problem is only going to get worse. So we really need to be investing in all of these changes and new forms of public transport as quickly as possible.
Is our transport costs higher than other countries for the service that we get?
In terms of the time, it would seem that we would be a bit higher. But in terms of the cost of using services, providing you're within, say, the commuter zone, and that was recently increased, as one of your other callers said, we would be fairly much on average, say, in the UK, would be more expensive than us for public transport. But the last government with the Green Party in there did bring down the cost of public transport in some way to those that are lucky to be lucky enough to be in the zones that were reduced.
So people are people getting good value for money?
Well, I suppose they're not if trains aren't arriving on time, and that's why, you know, like the default would be that you would use a train so that you could work on, if you could work on the train, you could listen to a podcast or whatever it is, listen to your show or whatever it was while they were on the train. But when you're driving, you can't do anything other than drive. So I suppose that's the time that people are completely wasting. And you see that in some of the statistics. The statistics we would use would be from the CSO, and they show that the commuting times haven't increased a huge amount, but the last census was done in 22. I suspect in 27 we'll see that the commuting times have gone up. Are we getting value for money? When you look at the results that come out from the NTA, and one of your callers mentioned about surveys on Irish Rail, that's more than likely the NTA going in. to see what customers think of the service. And it does generally come out as positive, the results from those surveys.
Okay.
But we do need more.
Willie, what's the cost of your commute?
Well, on a really bad day, the cost of my commute, I live in Eden Derry. So I drive up onto the M4. I have an M4 toll, an M50 toll, a port tunnel toll, and then parking for 30-odd euros for the day. Because I drive a van, I can't commute any other way. So in order to do my work, it can cost me 70 euros a day.
And how many days a week are you travelling at that cost?
I don't thankfully do it every day. I do have a studio in town that I do have to go to as well. But my work is not every day, thank God. But there are, if you live in Eden Derry and you video and you watch the traffic at 5:30 a.m., which is when you'd want to leave, if you want to start at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, the traffic is all vans, all commercial vehicles heading for the city.
Yeah.
And it's really busy.
And there's no alternative for you in the line of work you're in terms of taking public transport. You need your own van, Willie.
Well, unless public transport can move half a ton of gear for me.
There's no chance. Listeners, as I took the train from Waterford on Monday evening, I'm working in Waterford for the day, got the train at 20 past six, got to my house in West Dublin at 9:30, far too long. It took far too long to travel 170 kilometres. Another listener tells me that 6:30 a.m. is the new 7:30. All you have to do is drive up the M7 or M4 to realise just how many people don't have access to public transport and have to use their cars to commute to Dublin. I only do it 2 days a week, but I'm absolutely exhausted from it. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Brian Caulfield from Trinity College, Jennifer, Bob, Louise and Willie. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.